Support for Blues Before Sunrise is provided in part by Victoria Amplifiers. Victoria captures the sound and the glory of post-war Chicago. Their telephone number is 630-820-6400. Victoria Amplifiers, a sound choice.
I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
All right, there you had Dorothy Dandridge off to a flying start. There's a soundie. Again, it's a jukebox movie, and we've talked about that a number of times on this program. Used to be jukeboxes, and you could put in a nickel, and instead of just hearing the song, you could also see the performance. There would be a little film that would roll, and it would be projected into a mirror, and you would look down in the viewer and actually see the performance as it happened. Dorothy Dandridge and Jig in the Jungle, and it gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago. I'm Steve Cushing, and we've got all sorts of great music for you this week. Our main feature is going to be Will Ezell, who played piano and recorded for the Paramount label and accompanied on any number of sessions. We're going to go sort through them, see how many different sessions he actually was on, and listen to a lot of that music. All of our regular features are here: the Soul Breakfast, Vintage Gospel Set, Pig Meat Markham, got Hep Harmony, Boogie Piano, and much, much more. So please stick with us for good sounds from down through the years. Our opening set this morning belongs to Cab Calloway. Oh,
started in popping round the town. To me it's solid labor, the jive you think is fun, and you forget about romance when the labor's done. Dancing, you're always dancing without romancing till dawn time. Lagging, my feet are lagging, my heart is dragging at dawn time. Before you realize the stars will leave the sky, and when the sun is shining up above, there ain't no time for love. Dawn time, I think it is our time to say that you'll be mine. It's dawn time.
Thank you.
I just love to be my girl's boss. New York City's got the subways. California, it's got the warm days. Monte Carlo, it's got the cafes. But I got a girl named Nettie. Boston's got his good big beans. Gumbo's got his own New Orleans. But I've got a girl, and her name is Nettie. Jump with the jamboree. Come on and jump with me. Swing with the jamboree. Oh, you get your kicks and all for free. Little ballyhoo, you. A boo, little ballyhoo, me. A boo, little ballyhoo, you. Take it away, take it away, take it to ballyhoo away. A boo, little ripperoo, woo. A boo, little ripper, a woo.
Yeah, there's Cab and the band from the mid-1940s, right after the war. We started out with Dawn Time from April of 1945. I guess the war wasn't entirely over at that point, was it? Also, from May of 1946, I Got a Gal Named Nettie, and that was a personal tune for him. That was his girlfriend, and later his wife was named Nettie. And last but not least, Fool Little Ballyhoo. There was a studio version, and I'm not sure if this was a broadcast. There's a different version, and this dates from January of 1945. Cab Calloway and the big band with our leadoff set here this week on Blues Before Sunrise. Here's one of my favorite guys and a late discovery for me. You may have been on to him much earlier than me. A fellow by the name of Joe Carroll.
I got a penny and I know that it's from heaven. Every time it rains, it rains. Pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Be
sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. Oh, little Penny's all say, you got Penny, I got Penny.
But don't you blow your light. Better take it slow if you don't know. Two wrongs won't make it right. And if your baby's mean and she starts to sing, better hold your temper tight. If you count to ten, you'll remember then. Two wrongs won't make it right. The good book says to forgive is right. And it is right to forgive. Maybe baby will remember that. You got to live and let live. If your baby's bad and she makes you mad, don't you fuss and fret all night. Brother, you get hip, but up your lip. Two wrongs won't make it right. Says to forgive is right, and it is right to forgive. Maybe baby will remember that. You got to live and let live. If your baby's bad and she makes you mad, don't you fuss and fret all night. Brother, you get hip, button up your lip. Two wrongs won't make it right. So laugh and grin, take it on the chin. Two wrongs won't make it right.
I'll be
you do see by chop, cheap, cheap tree. I was in the mood. She was in the mood. When she answered yes, I found happiness, cause I was in the mood. The birds were in the mood. The bees were in the mood. When I gave her the ring, the birds began to sing, cause I was in the mood. She said to talk to Papa, you know how Papas are. And after he gave his consent, Ma said, son, now you can call me Ma, cause she was in the mood. He was in the mood. The parson said, do you? I said, I do, and she did too, cause I was in the mood. In the mood, then. I do, and she did too, cause I was in the mood. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was in the mood. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was in the mood. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was in the mood.
Just got 9 cents to my name. Have you got Benny, Benny? Can't see I haven't any. And I've got to call that solid date. Well, I went down to the bank. They had none to spare. I looked on the shelf, but the doggone thing was bare. Have you got a penny, Benny? I want a telephone, Jenny. And I've just got 9 cents to my name. Simply be
blow, shoot, baby, blow. Wow. Sing a baby, blow. Blow, baby, blow. Blow, baby, blow.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was Joe Carroll. I thought we'd just pick up the whole session there, four sides and all. From December of 1952, recorded originally on the Prestige label, it's Joe Carroll with a little group accompanying him, including Bill Graham on baritone, Ed Swanston on piano, Peck Morrison on bass, and Al Jones on the drums. We had in order Pennies from Heaven, Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right, I Was in the Mood, and Got a Penny Benny. Joe Carroll, one of the leading bebop vocalists of the era. And just, here's a weird thing. Speaking of Joe Carroll, I've got another soundy, another jukebox movie. This is by a group called the Musical Madcaps. They were a tramp band. They'd dress up in tattered clothes. And it's sort of like you see these guys out on Michigan Avenue here in Chicago, kids who are playing plastic buckets and that kind of stuff. Well, this is the spirit of this group, the Musical Madcaps. And it turns out that the vocalist here is none other than Joe Carroll. This is about a decade earlier, and it's called Rhythm of the Rhythm Band. The Musical Madcaps featuring Joe Carroll.
Your feet are panting, rhythm's in demand. You'll be out hi-hatting to the rhythm of the rhythm band. Up and down on Broadway, everything is grand. Man, the flank out jumping to the rhythm of the rhythm band. It's a funny rhythm, dance with every beat. Let yourself get with them. If you do, then you're in for a treat, Susie Mama. It's a brand new rhythm, the best that's in the land. You will get that feeling from the rhythm of the rhythm band.
Rhythm of the rhythm band.
Yeah, they call themselves the Musical Madcaps. Joe Carroll on the lead vocal there. Tramp Band and Rhythm of the Rhythm Band here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by the Old Town School of Folk Music, offering classes in blues guitar and harmonica. Classes start June 20th. More information is available at 773-728-6000. That's the Old Town School of Folk Music. Support for Blues Before Sunrise is provided by Blue Midnight Records, featuring the new release Black Night Fallen by the Cashbox Kings. The Cashbox Kings, featuring Kenny Beady Eyes Smith, are an exciting young blues group dedicated to carrying on the spirit of the 1940s and 50s post-war Chicago blues sound, as well as the Delta blues music of the 20s and 30s. Their debut studio release, Black Night Fallen, contains 70 minutes of gritty Chicago blues featuring special guest guitarist producer Billy Flynn. More information is available at www.cashboxkings.com. The Cashbox Kings, post-war Chicago blues for the 21st century.
Oh, my turn? Okay. I'm back. We're back. It's Blues Before Sunrise. Here's Ella Fitzgerald.
On the wings of spring. here in all your splendor. My one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their misty charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blood on your cheek, whenever I speak, tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love.
Ella Fitzgerald with a pair of sides. From January 1955 preview, wordless vocal there, Cy Oliver and the orchestra accompanying. And then we had My One and Only Love. That's from August of 1955. And Toots Kammer, can't even read my own writing, Camerata, Toots Kammerata and his orchestra accompanying. All right, there, I finally deciphered my own handwriting. There you go. It's Blues Before Sunrise. Hey, you know, it was about 10 years ago that we started our series on the Mills Brothers. I don't know if you were listening back then, but I took a vow to play every recording by the Mills Brothers from their very first recording till, I don't know if we did right up to the beginning of World War II or to the end of World War II. I think we did up to the recording ban. And here's where it started, a session, their very first from October of 1931, Two Sides, Nobody's Sweetheart, and Tiger Rag.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Fancy hose, silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. As you walk down the avenue, the marshal won't believe it's you. Painted lips, mascara eyes, wearing a big bird of paradise. It don't seem wise somehow. You're nobody's sweetheart. Sweetheart, now,
Not now, lay it on, baby, you somehow. How fancy hope, silk and gown. You'd be out of place in your own hometown. As you walk down the avenue, knew the marshal won't believe it. You painted lips, mascara, wearing a big bird of paradise. It don't seem wise somehow, how you nobody's sweetheart.
Mills Brothers, their very first recording session from October of 1931, and then there was another session with these exact same tunes recorded October 12th of 1931. Very beginning for the Mills Brothers. I don't know, that's why this show is so much fun. You get to listen to stuff like that. And then what did we do? Was it 2 years, 3 years that we had a session, a complete session by the Mills Brothers each and every week? You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
Check out the Blues Before Sunrise website. Find us at www.bluesbeforesunrise.com. You'll find our playlist each week, links to the sites simulcasting our program on the Internet, as well as a list of stations broadcasting the program across the country. The Blues Before Sunrise website is made possible by Kramer Technical Services for websites designed with small businesses in mind. Their website is located at www.kramer-ts.com. Kramer Technical Services, websites designed with small businesses in mind. Check out the Blues Before Sunrise website. Find us at www.bluesbeforesunrise.com. Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Cassette House, offering a complete line of recording supplies, including blank audio and video cassettes, DAT tape, recordable CDs, DVDs, and mini discs. More information is available at 1-800-321-5738 or on the Internet at www.tape.com.
Back on Blues Before Sunrise. Well, we just got through with some Hep Harmony with the Mills Brothers. Here's more It's the Four Vagabonds.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter, Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
Major 7th with the flatted 5th and the ruptured 69th over the...
Pardon me, but is this the Elysian Fields?
Solid, home. The Elysian Fields, local 802. My name is Bach. If you haven't heard of me, well, that's your fault. I'm the chief of musicians here.
Not the Bach, the Johann Sebastian Bach. Gee, I've lived for this moment.
You mean you have died for this moment?
Well, I brought some friends of mine from down very fair, and St. Peter told me to present my credentials to you.
Let me see them. Yes, you're the young composer, John Berg Dizzy Gillespie. We were expecting you. The other Hepcats have already arrived.
Hepcats?
Yeah, my colleagues. There they are.
I'm Gilbert. I'm Sullivan. I'm Gilbert. I'm Sullivan. I'm Gilbert. I'm Sullivan. I'm Sullivan. I'm Gilbert.
Oh, man, you crazy.
Clever's always composing.
But do they play, too?
And how? Open up them pearly gates, cats, and take it.
Yeah, there's Dan Burley playing the piano, John Taylor playing the organ, and Dizzy Gillespie in the middle of that. I know they invoked the name of St. Peter, but he probably thought he went to hell when he heard when he heard the organ and the piano together. That's called Boogie in D, Dan Burley on the piano. And the Four Vagabonds before that. This is their big hit, Rosie the Riveter, from January 1943. And tucked away in the CD that contains this song, I have the obit here from June of 1997 of Rosie the Riveter, the woman who actually was Rosie the Riveter. Rose Will Monroe was her name. She died at the age of 77 in 1997. And she was in a documentary film. It was one of those things to promote war effort. And she also starred on all the posters, a woman with a making a big bicep with a red bandana on her head. It says, "We can do it, Rosie the Riveter." That's the Four Vagabonds singing the tune, Rosie the Riveter, from January of 1947. Hey, we've got time for this. This is Ma Rainey and her mystery record.
Lord, I'm down with the blues, blue as I can be. Lord, I'm down with the blues, blue as I can be. Nobody knows my trouble. Something going on, there's something going on, the way I'm thinking, I know I can't let go.
From May of 1924, Ma Rainey and Ma Rainey's Mystery Record. Tommy Lanier there, cornet, Lovey Austin on piano. Let's see, Jimmy O'Brien on clarinet, and another one there, is that Arvel Harris? That generally is Arvel Harris along with them. Ma Rainey and her mystery record, of course, on the Paramount label. Everything that Ma did was on Paramount.
Support for Blues Before Sunrise is provided in part by Victoria Amplifiers. Victoria captures the sound and the glory of post-war Chicago. Their telephone number is 630-820-6400. Victoria Amplifiers, a sound choice.
It's Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm Steve Cushing. We'd like to say hi to the folks who are listening on WBEW in Chesterton, Indiana. Hey, did you ever have one of those things, those of you that have records and CDs at home, where you were looking for a specific record or CD and you just couldn't find it? It took me 25 minutes to find the CD that this record was on. Let's see if it's worth it. This is Willis Gator Tail Jackson on the sax from May of 1950, and it's called Blow Jackson Blow.
Blow Jackson Blow.